This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, at the 15-minute mark, the second segment, we're going to have guerrilla journalist Laura Loomer with us. It's interesting because just this last week, we went to the Islamophobia meeting at St. Cloud University here in the state of Minnesota, and I was talking to someone that we knew that was there, And I said to him, I almost loomered them. And when I said that, I said, you know what, we got to get Laura on here. If she's that inspirational, unbeknownst to me, friends, let me tell you what, we need to get her on the radio. So she'll be with us in about 12 minutes here. Before we get to that, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Facebook, Bradley Dean. Again, Facebook, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to jump over to our Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, just go ahead and punch in any of those words, and it will pull up. We'll give you answers to America's Dilemma if you really want them. And again, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. Period. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, and the list goes on, Acts 4:12. I mean, my goodness, he is everywhere, is he not? God says the number one radio show right now out of 87 radio shows, too, and we appreciate that. Alex Jones is right below us. Power Hour Nation is right below us. USA Prepare is right below us. Again, Power Hour, those guys seem to knock it out of the park. And The Bright Side. So, again, we thank you for your listenership. We're broadcasting into over 103 radio stations nationwide, as well as into 53 countries. And with that said, again, we thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Networks Communication even now. With that said, let's jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want to show you something here again, friends, just so you can understand how they're trying to divide the people one against another. Yesterday, I had highlighted Hillary Clinton said, again, they're putting the microphone up to her mouth at will, okay? So she's a player, friends. And who gives her more attention than the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media? Nobody does. And it shows you their standard of corruption, by the way. But Hillary Clinton said, Democrats won't be civil to Republicans until we take over. You need to hear the totalitarian tones behind what she had just said. Now, we have a conservative. This is actually... tag today, published on October 10th by Mac Slavo. James Wood, he's a conservative, right? On Democrats threatening violence. I guess they want civil war. Would not end well for them. Now, these people are playing right into what we have been warned about. Because, again, if we go back to the second president of the United States of America, and I have to say this, I have to insert this into this conversation. Now, no matter how many times I tell people across the country, when you're talking about the Republicans versus the Democrats, I simply ask the question, and I'm asking you now, show me your constitutional reference to justify the Democrats, the Republicans, and 101 other party affiliations. If they're not there, then why do you pick up their talking points? President John Adams, again, the second president of the United States of America, warned over 200 years ago, "There is nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties." Again, we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. "Each arranged under its leader in converting measures in opposition to each other." John goes on, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." Now, friends, let me tell you this. When you look at Mark 3:25, it clearly tells us, "And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." If you know the methodology, if you know the games that they're playing, then why do you continuously use their methods to divide us rather than to unite us? One nation under God unites us, friends, and it drives out the enemies within. We know who those that are Christian patriots and conservatives by those that obey God. It's that simple. "He that saith he abideth in Christ ought himself also to walk even as he walked," in 1 John chapter 2. Okay? And then he goes on, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Either they're Christians or they're not. Period. Either they obey the Torah or they don't. Period. And if they don't, then we know that they're warring against who we are as a people. Now, we're not talking about Christianity by force in any sense of the word. No. They have a choice to make. Deuteronomy 30:19. Okay? And Romans 6 as well. But the fact of the matter is, friends, when you talk about the left, you're always talking about the law. Lawless. And when you're talking about the conservatives, they're always talking about how they're law abiders. Well, then if you're a law abider, then enforce that constitution against those that you call the left. Because again, here I have famously said, and I say it again, if the right is doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And furthermore, you need to understand why things are going the direction that they're going. Let me show you scripturally a democratic society versus a republican society. In Matthew 7:24-27, Jesus said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man," a doer of the word, friends, not a hearer only deceiving himself, "which built his house upon a rock." The rock of what? Christ. "The revelation bestowed upon us. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not." Why? "Because it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Friends, if America is going to destroy itself, because you got to keep in mind, we're the ones doing it to ourselves. If we end up destroying ourselves, we are going to go down in history as the greatest fools in the history of mankind. And we're doing a good job of dividing ourselves, because we are an uneducated people, and we need to pick up our history, friends, because if we don't know where we came from, we surely don't know where we're going. We're going to be talking to guerrilla journalist Laura Loomer. Have you been loomed? Folks, we're going to be talking to her in just a couple minutes here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We have Laura for one segment, so let's make it count. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they, and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we have Laura Loomer, who is a conservative investigative reporter and a journalist, activist. Originally from Arizona, Laura began her journalism career working on as an undercover journalist to and for Project Veritas from 2015 to 2017. Laura's investigations have uncovered fraud and corruption within the Hillary Clinton campaign, Islamic extremism on college campuses, flaws and loopholes within the United States immigration system, and widespread voter fraud throughout the United States of America. And if I spend any more time on this biography, friends, I'm going to be here for the next 15 minutes, but she is notorious for her guerrilla-style journalism and her conducts ambush interview on her live stream. Laura, just for the sake of getting to you, well, we have you for the next 15 minutes. First of all, thank you for jumping on with such short notice. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, listen, I'm on your website right now on your Twitter account, and I could have you on the show for 2 hours, and we wouldn't be able to cover everything that you're doing right now. The other day, we were out checking out Ilhan Omar at a Islamophobia meeting at St. Cloud University, and there was no Q&A. It was the whole conversation was completely controlled from A to Z, and I was wondering and waiting for Q&A, and it just got to the point where I almost loomered her, and I told Robert Carrillo, I said, I almost loomered her, and I thought, you know what, if Laura is that influential on my life, I got to get her on the radio show. So again, thank you for joining us at the sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, okay, so I have you, and I've seen the video, of you confronting none other than Hillary Clinton. And I'm curious to know what exactly you said when you took the time to do so. Could you go ahead and share with the listeners what went down during that confrontation,
so that was,
I should say?
That was actually last year at her book signing, the day that she released her book, What Happened. And so I waited in line for 8 hours so that I could meet Hillary Clinton. And I shook her hand and I said, "Hi, Hillary. You know, thanks for having me here today and whatnot." And she's like, "You know, thanks for being here." And then I asked her, I said, "What happened in Benghazi? What happened to your 33,000 emails?" And I just started asking her questions with the phrase, "What happened?" because her book is called What Happened. And so I wanted to know what happened, right? So many questions that the American people want to know. What happened to the millions of dollars that was supposed to go to the people in Haiti? And that was one of the first rumored videos that I really ever did, and it took off. And after that, I just received so much positive support from people who really enjoyed watching her, a public official, a woman who almost became president, get confronted, that I just decided to keep confronting people. And so now that's what I do. I travel the country, I do investigative reports, and then I confront the people who are involved in my investigative reports, people like Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Bill Clinton, James Comey, Maxine Waters, Keith Ellison. Those are all people who I have loomered.
I love it. You know, it's interesting. Was there any kickback when you confronted either of the Clintons?
Yeah. So after that, I kept showing up to Hillary's various book signing events. And then she had Secret Service ban me from her event. So then when I confronted Bill, when I went to Bill Clinton's event the day he released his book to ask him about Juanita Broderick, when I was in line, I was about to have my book signed by him. He saw me, and then he recognized me, I believe. And then Secret Service escorted me out. I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't doing anything. But I had been waiting in line for hours. And then when Bill Clinton recognized me, Secret Service escorted me out.
Okay, so they had you pinned before you went in.
Well, no, I was already in. So yeah. I was already in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but they put a mark on your back after you made yourself known. Now, for those that don't know, Laura, what is the objective to what you're doing? I mean, I'm going to play stupid with those that can't figure this out, and I don't mean to demean anybody neither, but what is the objective? Why are you doing what you're doing? What is your hopes of extracting from confronting these people?
The whole point about confronting them is holding them accountable, doing the job that the mainstream media should be doing,
That's
but
right.
they aren't doing because they don't want to hold politicians accountable. These are questions that every American wants answered, right? The questions I pose to Maxine Waters, to James Comey, Keith Ellison, these are politely asked questions. I'm not violent, right? I'm not a harasser, but I show up and I confront them. And now, interestingly, the Democrats have been calling for people to go in, confront Republicans, harass them, be violent with them. Eric Holder told them to kick Republicans. And I'm just using their own rules against them. It's their rules. I'm just living in their world, right? So if Maxine Waters says find people in public and confront them, well, I'm going to show up to Maxine Waters' office and confront her, which is what I did on video. Went very viral. If they're going to say confront Republican politicians while they're eating, well, I'm going to confront Democrats when they're eating, which is what I did this past week in Nevada. I confronted Steve Sisolak, who's running to be the governor of Nevada, and he wants sanctuary cities, he wants to ban guns, and he's been participating in the cover-up of the Las Vegas shooting. I'm not going to hit anybody. I'm not going to assault anybody. I'm not going to curse at anybody, but I'm going to confront them. If the Democrats can do it, why can't we?
Well, that's right. We should be the ones doing it in the first place, and it shouldn't be this far gone, and it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't have taken us this long to finally figure this out. But, you know, as the old saying goes, fight fire with fire, and it's really kill or be killed for a better way of saying it, and I'm speaking figuratively. I got a short amount of time with you, Laura, but I wanted to ask you, too, what took place over in Toronto where Christians and Jews were blocked from Linda Sarsour's event? I'm just curious.
So there was a conference this past weekend in Toronto, and I was in Toronto to, report on various events. And it was sponsored by ICNA and ISNA. ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America, lost its charitable status in Canada last week because it was found to be supporting terrorism. So then Linda Sarsour and Siraj Wahaj were supposed to be speakers at this event. I showed up. The event was advertised as free and open to the public. I went in. Well, I tried to get in. And then when I tried to get in, they said that I wasn't allowed in because I'm Jewish, right? They said no Jews, no Christians allowed, Muslims only.
Hmm. And how did that fare? I mean, especially when you know, because they always put themselves in the victim position, and it's interesting to note they always say all are welcome until you get to the front door.
Right.
So well, I'm curious too, because I know
it's a hypocrisy and it's against the law, and there probably will be legal action taken because Canada has actual laws that prevent you from discriminating against people on religious grounds. So I most likely will be taking legal action, or, you know, I'm in discussions with some attorneys right now, but, yes, they cannot do that. And it just goes to show you that Sharia is here, right? Well, the Muslims are constantly talking about how we need to let them in so they can conquer and invade and disrupt our societies and impose their sensitivity training on all of us so that we have to assimilate to their culture and their desires instead of the other way around. But then when they have their events, they want to ban all of us, right? Right? We can't say Muslim ban. We can't say keep the Muslims out, but we can apparently say keep the Jews and the Christians out, right? That's how that works.
Is it true, Laura, that Keith Ellison put a restraining order on you after you lumered him as well? Because I seen that video.
No, I don't believe he put a restraining order on me. I don't know where you're hearing that from. But he did call the police afterwards so that I couldn't attend the other event. So he's trying to use intimidation tactics and trying to smear me. He's lying about me. He's sending his male staffers to events to harass me and take pictures of me simply because I'm reporting the truth about him.
Of course. And they don't like that. How do they respond? Let me ask you that, because in many cases, I've done 360 schools across, by the way, public schools across the country. And to be honest with you, these people don't know how to respond when you bring it to them. They're used to intimidating you rather than you intimidating them with the truth. And the fact of the matter is we have the law on our side, Laura.
Right. Yeah. The thing is that the police officers in Minnesota don't like Keith Ellison. They have not endorsed Keith Ellison because he's a cop hater who stands with cop killers. Keith Ellison actually violated policy when he asked for police protection the next day at the event. You're supposed to request protection 48 hours ahead of time. And he lied to police. He lied to the media. He said that I was planning a violent protest. Nothing I do is violent. Yep. I've never been violent in my life.
Yep. It's always putting yourself in the victim position. I got about 30 seconds, Laura. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Laura Loomer and subscribe to my website, lauraloomer.us. Thank you so much.
Amen. Yep, we appreciate you very much. And by the way, I hope you have friends around you watching your six, Laura. If you ever need anything, don't be afraid to call us. We're here for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, just talking to Laura Loomer. Folks, if you have not been over to our Twitter accounts, I mean, my goodness, folks, it's constantly being fed with what she is doing somewhere. And it's not just in the United States of America. But I'll tell you what, it's encouraging to see other people out there that are doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, that are willing to get in the face of those that mean to tear away at us. The communists have a tactic. If you feel steel, retreat. If you feel mush, proceed. Let them feel your steel. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump hosted Kanye West and Jim Brown for a meeting and then lunch at the White House today. The president said Kanye has been a friend of mine for a long time. Meanwhile, West talked about the Second Amendment.
The problem is illegal guns. Illegal guns is the problem. Not legal guns. We have the right to bear arms.
Rain bans from Hurricane Michael are now causing flooding in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper had a message for North Carolinians.
I want all North Carolinians to be on alert. From storm surge on the coast to strong winds in the eastern and central parts of North Carolina to rain in the Piedmont and the west. Travel can be treacherous right now.
A full panel of Supreme Court judges in Washington State ruled that the state's death penalty is unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking to Laura Loomer. Again, go over to Laura Loomer on her Twitter account and you'll see her many videos. She's doing something constantly. You know, one of the things I want to bring up is the fact that in doing, you know, my part in high schools and colleges, I was just highlighting the fact that we went to St. Cloud University to watch their meeting, if you want to call it, under false pretenses of playing the victim when in fact they're the ones perpetuating the crime. But it was interesting to note while we were there, back in 2012, we actually went and did that college. I went and did my program at that college. And when we did that program at St. Cloud, when I got there, there was probably about 75 to 100 kids out in front of the building protesting me. And, of course, this is how it works. You know, they bus them in and then they protest you, and then the media is there to take a picture. And then what they do is they call you a hater, they call you a bigot, or whatever the case might be. Folks, they hate the law. Let's just put it that way. And let's make it clear. But it was interesting that they protested me before I even was asked one question. They knew everything about me from the media that doesn't know how to tell the truth. And by the way, the media that they don't believe in, right? Because they denounce their lies, say they. Romans 1:18, read it when you get a moment. But I remember when I did that program there. We were up and we started to play some music. We do this when we do high schools and colleges. We'll play music for them and we'll win them. Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. So that's exactly what we did. While we were playing music, friends, these kids, these college students, walked through with their signs, protesting me. I was playing the drums. They were walking in a single line throughout the whole auditorium. Folks, if I would have did that during one of their meetings, I would have been arrested. Right? Well, folks, what I found later on was they were actually given extra credit to protest Bradley Dean by their professors. Right? And keep in mind, I was on their turf. That's where the church belongs. That's where the righteous belong. That's where the conservatives and the patriots belong, on their turf. And they don't know how to respond. And what's sad about all of this is not one student that was protesting me asked me one question before protesting me. Not one question. And they said they don't believe the media. Woo! It's also interesting to note, folks, before we started the event, I noticed that the local reporter from St. Cloud, Minnesota, was outside in the foyer. He was sitting on the stairs. He didn't care a lick about what I had to say. He already had his story written. This is how you get your press today, America. And it's illegal and it's unlawful. It's propaganda. The next day I was on the front page of their paper. Right? And a big picture of their protest right across the front of the paper. What they didn't tell you is we have it all on footage too, by the way. Film footage. What they didn't tell you is the leader of the pack came and sat right in front to hear my message. And of course, I reproved him a little bit for not asking questions first and foremost. And before we left that building an hour and a half later after my program was done, those kids literally wanted to come up to me and give me a hug before they left. We didn't know. Well, this is what we thought, or this is what we heard. Of course, folks, this is why the Laura Loomers of the world are doing what they're doing, because they're sick and tired of the lies. They're sick and tired of the questions that are not asked. Let me take you to another school I did. I did Northfield High School, two assemblies. It was one of my first high schools that I did. And two great assemblies. I think there was 800 students there. And in the process of the first assembly program that I did, I stopped the program because there happened to be a kid with a disability. He couldn't walk. And when I stopped the program, I grabbed a drumstick and I walked to the sea of kids and I handed him a drumstick, and all the kids thought that was the coolest thing since sliced bread. And I wasn't doing it for accolade. I wanted that kid, that student, to feel special about being there that day. I wanted to highlight him, to let him know that he mattered to me and that I seen him in that program. They reported on the front page over the next 6 weeks about my high school program. Lie after lie after lie. You know what they said about me stopping the assembly and giving that kid a drumstick? Bradley Dean was making fun of kids in wheelchairs. Only to find out in the middle of the six-week barrage of propaganda on the local citizens there in the state of Minnesota, namely in that little town called Northfield, Minnesota, I found out that there was a pastor, a woman pastor, that was marrying women, lesbians, and she also didn't like the fact that I was giving my high school program, my assembly, in a public school, and she didn't like the fact that her daughter, who was an atheist, was offended by my message. It must have been one nation under God that offended her. I don't care if she was offended or not. That's her bad, not mine. If she doesn't like it, we can get her a one-way ticket out of here. So, like that of Laura Loomer, our new friend that's out there doing what we have been doing for 20 years, friends, we took it back to the city, to Northfield, after 6 weeks of their lies. We went back, and there was a church that opened it up for Q&A for Bradley Dean. What happened in our community that day when Bradley Dean came in to do a high school assembly? And I went there. And one of the reporters from the local propaganda outlets happened to show up. And he was all sure of himself and secure until I started telling the people, there is your journalist. There are your useful idiots right there. He was by himself. I said, these are the people Not one time have they taken time out to call me and ask me questions about what happened in that school assembly, because there's not a thing that they've said in your local paper that's been true. Not a word. Not a word. All by design. And as I pointed at him, everybody was looking over at him, and he looked up at us and he said, "Well, what did I do? What did I do wrong?" And someone in the crowd said, "Well, when you sit there and you put an X and a mark on this man's back and you don't ask him any questions, how is that journalism?" That's not journalism. That's writing the story before it's even said or walked out or told. They had their stories written, folks, before I gave my assembly. This is how they operate. And all the way through, week after week, for 6 weeks in a row, they had to continuously keep it alive because they were selling papers. But what the people didn't realize is they were also selling lies every step of the way. And when we took it back to Northfield, Minnesota, this guy, for the life of him, he acted like he was the victim, when in fact he was laying an X on the back of my ministry and those that were a part of my ministry. And I'm not the type of guy that does that. I don't roll over. We were out in Iowa, Dunkerton, Iowa once. We did a high school assembly. We did about 50 high schools in Iowa alone. And recently, friends, they've given their headship to, you know, what kind of programs can be in their schools, what can't, over to the homosexuals and the lesbians, LGBT communities. And we did that high school assembly. We got it on film. The teachers loved it. The principal loved it. And, of course, we had high referral on sonsoflibertyradio.com from doing that high school. This was the third time that we did that high school. Okay? Well, when we did that high school, again, great response. The kids loved it. But you got to give time, you know, you got to give ear to that squeaky wheel, right? Well, someone called the media. They brought him in, and of course, the useful idiots, those that call themselves journalists, they got to try to find the weakest one in the room, and then they got to attempt to put words in their mouth. And that's what they did. And before we got home, we started getting phone calls from Dunkerton, Iowa, in the closest city to Iowa, which was a major outlet. And I think they had over a million subscribers, which was great. It worked for us. Little did they know. And we called them up on the phone on the way back from doing the assembly, and we said, "Well, what's going on?" They said, "Well, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that?" And so what we did is we came back home, unloaded our gear, and I think it was a day or two later, we went back to Dunkerton, Iowa, and we told the community that we're going to come back and we're going to answer for ourselves as to what took place in that high school. And see, what they didn't want, they had about 13 or 14 kids out there that were protesting me. And it was interesting to note that there was some old, some old disgruntled, bitter woman that was just angry at the world, and I was her reason that day to get the kids together and go after somebody. And I just happened to be the end aim. With that said, we had a packed room, a packed church. And the media was there. And by the way, they were fair about what they did, because at least they reported what I said. But see, what happened there, friends, is the parents, there were some parents there that literally started crying, telling the crew, "Thank you for coming and helping raise up my kids. I'm working all day." And these people that were thanking us turned on those that weren't and told them, "What you are advocating is illegal. What they are telling you is our history. They're here to strengthen America's values, not to change them the way that you are." And folks, every single time we take it back to them and the people get to hear for themselves as to what happened, the media loses. Every single time. Because it's going to get out, friends. But you have to turn around and take it back to those that are lying about you. Those that are trying to put a mark on your back. Those that are trying to advocate something new by tearing away at your laws that, if adhered to, cause us to be a free people. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
So, that we're going to be talking about the church militant. We are in action. We'll get to this tomorrow. But I'm giving you personal testimonies today. We had Laura Loomer on the radio with us today for a short 15 minutes. But we appreciate the time that we had with her. Confronting Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Keith Ellison, and the list goes on. Maxine Waters. And what's the objective? People are sick and tired of allowing corruption to have a free hand. So people are taking it to, the corrupt. And look how they respond. They don't know how to respond. And taking it over to firsthand experience from school to school. And again, I could be here for 3 hours telling you of our experience in dealing with the press. I remember one time we did a high school assembly in Arkansas. Up in the Ozarks. And it was reported by Huffington Post by a guy that was an attorney that heard from somebody that said that they were at the high school assembly. And of course, when I confronted him, he said, well, I'm just going off of what I heard. Well, how do you think those that don't like the truth are going to perceive it? They're going to perceive it as hate. And again, keep in mind, they always equate hate for the laws of our constitutional republic. America, will you learn that lesson? So when they say hate this and you're a hater and you're that, this, that, and the other thing. No, wait a second. When you say hate, what do you mean? Well, they're against homosexuals. Wait a second. Our laws are against homosexuality. It's a felony in all 50 states. Wait a second. We're pro-life. Wait a second. It's a good thing your mom agreed with God when he said, thou shalt not kill, right? There's the end of that debate. But it's against the law to kill in this country. It's the sixth commandment. I don't care if they're offended. Friends, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, he's not for this. Well, he's not for free health care. It's unconstitutional. It's against the law. You don't know what you're talking about. What you want to do is you want to use the IRS at gunpoint to take away money from people that work to give to those that don't. And you don't know that you're being used to help advocate that through your ignorance. Okay? I deal with it all day long. We did another school up in Kabul, Missouri. Did this high school, showed a little bit, picture of a boy named Samuel Armus, the famous picture of the baby where the womb was opened up so they could fix his spine because he had spinal bifida, right? And the principal of that school, there were 700 students there, he didn't like that. So he comes out and he said, if anybody's offended by this, you can leave. And I'm almost like in shock. Like, are you kidding me? You have the highest pregnancy rate in the state of Missouri? And you're saying if this offends anybody, why don't we tell them prevention is better than cure? Why don't we tell them to obey God so they don't go get impregnated and then they're taught by you to go ahead and kill the baby so you can make money off it? No, we got to cover all of our bases and we got to keep those kids stupid. Well, guess what? They're not. He walks off because only a teacher and a student, which we believe was the teacher's daughter, got up and walked out. The rest of them stayed. Completely backfired. When he seen it completely backfired, he came back and he said, he lied to him, and he said, there's an emergency at the other school. We got to shut down the assembly. And then he had his guards rush the students out to the best of his ability, which completely backfired. I literally had probably 100 of those 700 students after they stood up and gave me a standing ovation for telling them the truth, along with the teachers, come down to me and ask me, what are we supposed to do? Mm-hmm. You know, what's interesting about that is the church there was alive. The church members heard what happened in the public school. And they opened up their doors that night. The church was packed. The state representatives came. See what happens, friends? They want to shut you down for lawfully doing what you do. Right? But the Lord will always make a way for you if you continuously move through that whirlwind. The Bible says the Lord has his way in the whirlwind. Man, we gave our message that night to the whole community. Even to the state representatives who came up to me and thanked me. And boy, that's not how the media put it. Of course not. Friends, just like I told you yesterday when we were at that Ilhan Omar Islamophobia garbage propaganda. It was pathetic. Everything about it was pathetic. And so were the people that showed up. Pathetic. And there was hardly anybody there. The only strength they have is what the media gives to them, America. And keep in mind, that goes back to that very tactic that Saul Alinsky brought forth that said, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. The Bible says that the wicked flee when none pursueth. But it says right before that, the righteous are bold as lions. America, when you walk in the Spirit of Christ, they'll tell you what? That lion roars. And see, that lion, man, I'll tell you what, the Word of God is like a lion. You don't need to defend it. Just let it loose. And he will defend himself, and he does. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. America, this is how you win the day. You take it to the enemy's turf, even if it's just you all by yourself, because people already know that the media is lying to them. Did another assembly in Arkansas. This guy was just a piece of work, this superintendent. He didn't like the fact that I was teaching the Constitution, and the Christian principal didn't like the fact that we were playing Christian music in their school. Yes, and nothing's changed in 2,000 years. He stops the assembly, friends, Lincoln, Nebraska. He stops the assembly, walks right down the middle. We have it all on film. Sons of Liberty Media, go to the store, and you will see it. It's called My War. All of these happenings took place, all on film. So he stops the assembly, and there were 700 students here, too. You just know by the room. And he looked over at me and said, Bradley, can I have a word with you right now? And the kids booed him down. And I said, no, let's not do that. Come on. Let's just do everything proper. Let's do it decently and in order. And so as we walked outside the door, I told him, if you shut down this assembly, it's going to backfire. And all of a sudden, when I went outside, all of a sudden you heard 700 feet hitting the ground in unison saying, let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. Friends, the media is lying to you. They're lying to you 24/7. The kids are drinking in the truth like nobody's business. But if you love them, fight for them. Go get them. Because the Lord will be with you, and he always is, and he always has been. He goes back in. He shuts down the assembly because I told the principal and the superintendent, I said, if you're looking for a lawsuit, you're going to get one. I have every right in the world to be here and give this message. I've had national attorney after national attorney after attorney after attorney see my program on film, and there's not a thing that I'm doing that is unlawful. I'm not proselytizing. I'm giving them history. I'm teaching them who they are. I'm teaching them where they came from. He goes back in. The superintendent doesn't say the assembly's over. Friends, I kid you not. I bet half of that assembly, 350 of those 700 students, all came out around the bus. We signed books for an hour. They helped us load up our gear. They said, will you please go into town and rent the hall and do another program tonight? So we did that after we got all loaded up. We drove downtown and we rented it out. We went to the mayor's office and we rented out the little room that they had available. Probably let us have 200-300 people in there. So we did it. We were bringing all of our gear in. I kid you negative, friends. The cops surrounded this little square where we were going to do that program that night. And then all of a sudden, at a distance, friend, all of a sudden, we see that little spineless capitulator called the superintendent who called the cops. And the cops were looking for a reason to incarcerate me. They were looking for a reason to, they were looking for me to act up. And it wasn't going to take much, folks. That's all I had to say. Well, what's your problem? I would have said that. He would have arrested me. They had canine units there, friends. They had to make it look as bad as they could make it bad. Why? For telling the kids who we are. Telling the kids what the Constitution says. Telling the kids that they're being lied to. Folks, those that mean to implement a new world order can't have it. But you know what? We're not asking them if we can have it. Remember George Soros, that criminal that has a free hand in America that has yet to be dealt with lawfully. He's the one that said, America, you're the great obstacle to the New World Order. See, they got to destroy you one way or another, and it's only going to happen through apathetic people. Because every single time you take it to the enemy, the Lord gives you the victory. Did another school in Arkansas. Oh, by the way, they followed us all the way to the highway. They canceled both of our checks, which was nil to what it was going to take us. We had to raise money to go out there and do the assembly programs, of course. But they canceled the checks, and they had a sheriff follow us out to the highway. I mean, it was like Dukes of Hazzard, boy. And, Boss Hogg, we couldn't find him. But again, friends, talking about what can be done if you trust the Lord with your whole heart. 1 John 3:18, see ya. Love ya. Whoa!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.